KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, let's check local sports first here this morning. Audubon hosting its girls' early bird track meet last night. Among the area winners, Jade Jackson of Cam, a winner in the girls' high jump. The long jump winner, Aaliyah Humphrey of Underwood. Molly Ventiger of Cam took the girls' shot put title, and Haley Seidler of Underwood wins in the discus. Also last night, Harlan took the sprint medley relay title. In fact, Harlan won all of the relays in that meet last night. AHSTW's Chloe Falcona wins the 3,000 meters. Also, it was Lydia Erickson of Riverside taking the 100-meter dash. Aaliyah Humphrey of Underwood grabbed the 200-meter title. And Logan Magnolia's Kiera Hochstein was a winner in the 100-meter hurdles. Brecken Van Baal of Harlan wins the 800 meters. Olivia Shannon of Greene County, the 200-meter dash. Holly Heppner of AHSTW, the champ of the 400-meter hurdles. Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center wins the 1,500-meter run last night. And again, Harlan swept all of the relay events last night at that meet. Also, the Stanton co-ed meet held at Griswold last evening saw Shenandoah win the girls' team title. They had 139 points to edge out ACGC, who was second with 135. Stanton, Southwest Valley, East Mills round out the top five. Among the individual champions, Tara Peterson of Stanton won the 100-meter dash. Jenna Thornton of Thornburg of East Mills wins the 200 meters. Brenna Gottfried of Shenandoah took the 400-meter title and the 800-meter championship. Katie Lance of Shenandoah wins the 100 hurdles. Riley Sloss of ACGC takes the title in the 1,500 and the 3,000. Tara Peterson of Stanton wins the 400-meter hurdle championship. The discus title went to Sarah Morales of Shenandoah. Chloe Largent of ACGC won the high jump title. Annalie Bruce of Southwest Valley took the long jump championship, while Sarah Morales of Shenandoah wins the shot put. In the relays, East Mills won the 4x100, Stanton the 4x200, Shenandoah the 4x400. ACGC took titles in the 4x800-meter relay and the shuttle hurdle relay, while Stanton grabbed both the sprint medley and distance medley titles last night on the girls' side. On the boys' side in that meet last night, ACGC won the team title at 185 points. Shenandoah had 106 for second. Lewis Central, East Mills, Sydney were the top five teams. Individual champs include Carter Backus of Shenandoah in the 100 meters. The 200 meters, Austin Kunkel of ACGC took the title. Carter Backus of Shenandoah won the 400-meter crown. Charlie Crawford of ACGC, the champ of the 800. Connor McKee of Cam wins the 110 hurdles. Sean McGee of Tri-Center was the champ in the 1,600. Justin Reinhardt of ACGC wins the 3,200. Connor McKee of Cam, the champ in the 400-meter hurdles. In the discus event, Cale Hoying of ACGC was the titleist in the discus event, or in the high jump event, rather. It was Matthew Benedict of Sydney and Clayton Warden of ACGC sharing the title. In the long jump, Clayton Warden of ACGC was the champion, and Parker Mateo of Lewis Central wins the shot put event. In the relays, Shenandoah grabbed the 4x100-meter. The 4x200-meter went to Lewis Central. 4x4 title went to West Harrison. ACGC won the 4x800-meters. They also won the shuttle hurdle relay title and the distance medley relay crown, while Shenandoah took the sprint medley relay title in that meet last night. Also in local high school sports, in girls' golf, the Abraham Lincoln Tournament saw Trainer shoot a 201 total for first place. Bishop Heelan Catholic with 211 was second. Sioux City East Shenandoah St. Albert the top five. Anna Fenton of Heelan was the medalist with a 39. The runner-up, Maddie Lewis of Trainer with a 41. That was a nine-hole event. Also in high school golf last night, in girls' action, Cam defeated Bedford in Southwest Valley. Cam shooting a 225, Southwest Valley a 291. Bedford didn't have a full team score. Maddie Holtz of Cam with a 50 was medalist. Her teammate, Reese Snyder, with a 57 was runner-up. Also, Sydney defeated Stanton Essex 226 to 237 last night in a duel. Avery Dowling of Sydney was the medalist with a 46. Tia McLean of Sydney, 52 for runner-up. On the boys' side of golf last night, Cam was a winner in a three-team meet. Cam shooting a 184, Bedford a 206, Southwest Valley 217. Cam's Peyton Jessen shot a 45, good for medalist honors. Carson Carey shot a 46, and that was runner-up. Sydney also beat Essex Stanton 240 to 254, while Kyle Beam of Sydney was the medalist with a 47. Philip Franks of Essex Stanton with a 51 was runner-up. Also in high school sports and boys soccer last night, AHSTW, a winner over Grandview Christian, 2-1. Panorama beat Tri-Center, 2-1. Nottoway Valley West Central Valley was a winner over Van Meter, 5-0. Trainer beat Harlan, 3-2. Sergeant Bluff Luton over Glenwood, 3-2. Millard South beat Lewis Central 1-0. In high school tennis last night, in girls action, Clarinda over Lewis Central 5-4. And in boys tennis, Clarinda beat Lewis Central 5-4. Glenwood 9-0 over Thomas Jefferson. Also, the Iowa Girls Coaches Association has announced the rosters for the annual Larry Niemeyer Senior Girls Basketball event. That'll be April 10th and 11th at Cedar Rapids Jefferson High School. Some area players will be part of that event this year. In the 3A, 4A, 5A select white squad, Jillian Shanks of Abe Lincoln will be part of that. Chad Shea of Abe Lincoln will be the coach. Also, the 3A, 4A, 5A white squad will have Coach Maddie Gelber of Red Oak. The 2A select squad will include Kaylee Jones of AHSTW, the 2A gray squad, Alexa Arnholtz of IKM Manning, and Coach Gene Rasmussen of IKM Manning will be a part of that as well. The 2A white squad will include AHSTW's Claire Denning, and in Class 1A, the select squad will include TJ Stokes of Lennox and Allie Petrie of St. Albert. The white squad in 1A will include Zoe Baylor of CAM, Caitlin Nielsen of Boyer Valley, Gretchen Wallace of Glidden-Ralston, Jaden Smith of Arweva. Cole Corson of Glidden-Ralston will help to coach that squad. Well, the Atlantic School Board last week approved the hiring of Joe Brummer as the new head football coach for the Trojans. Brummer was an assistant on the staff under Mike McDermott and coached the JV squad the past three seasons. He said he jumped at the chance to throw his name in the ring for the head coaching position.
I saw it the first day, and I think I got in my application within like 24 hours. Was definitely high on the priority list and was extremely excited when the opportunity was given.
Brummer has been dedicated to coaching numerous sports at different levels. He took over the head baseball coaching position three seasons ago and has also coached middle school track. He said he loves getting to work with the kids.
So they definitely know what to expect from me and kind of what I'm about. And I get really familiar with the kids, and, I mean, I have a really great time.
Brummer said he's grateful he's been able to learn under some great coaches as a player at Harlan and Morningside College and as a coach here in Atlantic. He hopes to meld some of the styles that he's learned together and put his stamp on Atlantic football.
Definitely being around all these great role models, just trying to take the best of everybody, kind of meld it into my own, and definitely we're going to try to run the ball. Being an offensive lineman, definitely going to get after it, hopefully on both sides of the ball there, O and D line-wise. And really hang our hat on our offensive line play and getting after it. We'll definitely be a run-heavy first type of team.
Brummer also teaches 8th grade science in the Atlantic School District, and he said this upcoming senior class is a group that he started with in the district, so it'll be fun to take over the reins as they finish their careers. The Trojans will move back up to Class 3A this upcoming season after some class structure adjustments were handled lately. Major League Baseball's opening day was yesterday, and Paul Goldschmidt, along with newcomer Nolan Arenado, combined for 6 hits, and the Cardinals scored 6 first-inning runs in an 11-6 win over the Reds, a game heard here on KJAN. Dylan Carlson belted a 3-run homer, and Tyler O'Neill hit a 2-run blast as well. Center fielder Michael A. Taylor homered and drove in 3 runs, leading the Royals to a 14-10 win over the Rangers. Taylor also threw out a couple of runners at the plate. Also in opening day action, the Blue Jays beat the Yankees in 10 innings, 3-2. Rockies over the Dodgers, 8-5. Diamondbacks beat the Padres, 8-7. Pirates over the Cubs, 5-3. Astros beat the A's, 8-1. Mariners, 8-7 in 10 innings over the Giants. The Rays beat the Marlins, 1-0. Phillies over the Braves in 10, 3-2. Angels beat the White Sox, 4-3. Brewers over the Twins in 10 innings, 6-5. Tigers beat the Indians, 3-2. Nationals and the Mets were postponed due to some COVID issues, and the Red Sox and the Orioles were rained out yesterday. Francisco Lindor is committed to the Mets for the long haul before his first game yesterday. Lindor agreed to a 10-year, $341 million deal with New York late Wednesday night. That deal currently is the largest ever for a shortstop, passing Fernando Tatis Jr.'s $340 million 14-year contract with San Diego that he signed in February. Winners of 3 straight, the Iowa Hawkeye baseball team open up a 3-game series at Purdue tonight. This afternoon. The Hawkeyes are coming off a weekend that saw them beat Ohio State once and Maryland twice as they move to 7-8 on the season.
The big breakthrough for us this past weekend was that we stopped worrying about who we were playing, who we were facing, and stopped worrying about the name on the back, and we just focused on doing the very best we could, not focusing on results.
That's Iowa coach Rick Heller. We'll have that first game of the series this afternoon for you, 2:30 pregame start time, Iowa at Purdue. Iowa center Luca Garza has been named winner. The Oscar Robertson Trophy is the nation's outstanding player. Garza averaged better than 24 points and nearly 9 rebounds as the Hawkeyes finished 22-9 and made it to the second round of the NCAA tournament. He's the first Iowa player to win that award.
You know, a kid from Washington, D.C., you know, coming into Iowa was, you know, it was kind of shocking at first to be able to adjust to such a different place, but I fell in love with it, and I'm just... I'm forever indebted to a lot of people, and I'm going to be thankful for these people for the rest of my life.
It capped a day in which Garza was also the first Hawkeye player to be named the Associated Press Player of the Year.
It's been an unbelievable experience, and I'm just really thankful. And to be able to be a guy whose jersey was retired and all of these awards is something that I never saw for myself. Coming into college, I just wanted to work as hard as I could and maximize my potential on and off the floor, and I'm going to continue to do that for the rest of my life.
And Iowa State basketball coach T.J. Otzelberger says he's built a coaching staff that will help blanket the upper Midwest on the recruiting trail. Otzelberger rounded out his staff this week with the hiring of J.R. Blunt from Colorado State and longtime Northern Iowa assistant Kyle Green.
We've got the ideal scenario that we set out to get. There wasn't anybody that, we got our top recruits in each position, and that's part of, as you build in recruiting, it's getting those guys that you really feel can be impactful. All three guys will be.
For Green, the toughest part of the move is no longer coaching his son, AJ. The 2020 Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year is staying at UNI.
I think the fact that he wasn't able to play this year made it even stronger, his conviction to want to finish what he started there. Loves his teammates, loves playing for Coach Jake. It wasn't really a long discussion on his end. You know, I think he thought about it overnight, and really knew what he wanted to do in his heart, and went that way. It was harder on my end to wrap around not being there with him.
And that's Check of Sports.